Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, Congressman Alan Grayson says that it's going to be going to the floor of the House after it's in committee. Legislation to audit the run-for-profit private Federal Reserve. The former Fed chairman is whining and complaining in the pages of Bloomberg, saying, oh, how horrible Congress may interfere with the Fed. Well, let me see. It's only in the Constitution that Congress controls the issuance and coining of money and credit and sets monetary policy, not a group of offshore criminal bankers. Your days of just arrogantly doing whatever you want right out in the open are over, dirtbags, and you know it. The arrogance is gone from Bernanke, Geithner, Summers. It's gone from all of their faces. You are the criminal class. You are the cancer. You are the New World Order. In the words of Andrew Jackson, I will rout you out. The people will rout you out. We are going to have wide open phones yet again today. I want to have wide open phones, and I want to go to your calls early in this hour. And I want to hear from listeners, what do you think the most important issues are on our plate? The flu inoculations beginning, being pushed and forced on school children through color of law and medical workers like police and nurses, emergency workers, first responders. Israel, I was watching Fox last night and CNN openly saying they may go ahead and hit Iran, going and trying to get the green light last week from Russia. They're telling us it's a jobless recovery. You're going to lose your job and I guess be homeless, but the banks are making record profits, so they're saying it's a booming economy. We've got all these announcements of NORTHCOM to put 379,000 regular Army and Marines on the streets of America. Obama comes out and says he wants to endorse the expansion, not just the reauthorization. I've looked at the reauthorization legislation of warrantless wiretapping, sneak and peek, breaking in your house without warrants. And it's all being used against veterans, gun owners, conservatives, libertarians, anti-war activists, anybody that doesn't go along with world government. If you take Prozac, drink Diet Coke, have Alzheimer's when you're 45, the government loves you, you've got a little gold star by the side of your name. You go roll up your sleeve every year and get the flu shot. Doesn't matter if three flu shots double your chances of Alzheimer's. The neighbor kids were playing in our yard yesterday, and they were showing off two different groups of neighbor kids. They'd gotten their flu shots. Then I saw one of their mothers driving by, and I stopped her, and I said, hey, is that an H1N1 shot? She said, I don't know. And I said, well, you know, it's not approved yet, so you probably just got the regular flu shot. And she said, yeah, probably, but just didn't care. Didn't care if it was last year's flu, had no connection to reality. Didn't matter if it was full of mercury. Doesn't matter if her kid will stare at the wall, you know, lose a lot of his IQ points. I just, God help us. And I didn't even say anything to her. I didn't even preach at her. I just sometimes just want the hell out of here. You know, I just want to go to a deserted island, raise my family, go fishing every day, hack up coconuts with a machete, and you know, go out and bow hunt wild hog on the imaginary island, Pitcairn or something, and then just be left the hell alone, and then all these mentally ill people can just run around and soft kill their kids. And, at a certain point, I don't even know what to say anymore. We've got Robert Galen Ross in studio with us today to talk about his new book. That is always informative and interesting. I haven't had him in studio in about a year. I got a huge stack of vitally important news we're going to cover straight ahead, and we're going to open the phones up at 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. What's most important? What do you think the most important thing is in the news?
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar power generators are now available from Solutions from Science in Thompson, Illinois. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity for free. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out, you'll be ready. With a solar power generator from Solutions from Science, go to mysolarbackup.com and get off the grid today. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Don't wait. Call today.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet from the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Sit down.
Shut up.
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of
that. Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
The phone rings and the questions are asked. I've been so sick. Will the Life Change Tea help me? Our answer is always the same. Yes, toxins and chemicals from food, water, and air are attacking you this very moment. Fight back with our all-natural detoxifying tea that works immediately. Many companies use gimmicks and misleading free trials for their campaign. We use results. Life Change Tea's formula, created by a PhD, has been around for over 20 years. There are things happening in the world that are unseen and not healthy. The public has reached its all-time record for chronic sickness. This atrocity won't change unless you call us right now. Our number is 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, we have the cheapest shipping in the industry.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Obviously, we need to talk about Acorn. The video that surfaced in the middle of last week showing a young lady dressed up like a hooker with her supposed pimp, that's what real journalism is, and that's something that citizens can all do, especially in the age of YouTube, in the age of internet video. That's what I started doing in the mid-1990s with Access Television, self-taught. And I would go out and cover stories in Austin, Texas, and really cover government corruption, and then it would end up in the newspaper, it would end up being discussed at city council. Mainly, I would show how the city would put $2,000 a day fines on elderly people's houses for peeling paint or 3-inch grass, and then they would steal the home through government auction and basically fence it through and sell it to friends of the city council or the county commissioners. Or I would cover stories about how the public schools were headhunting for blonde-haired, blue-eyed children. We've since had senators and congressmen on covering the fact that there are bounties on your children, and they even put out alerts for certain types of children that adoption agencies are looking for. a rich family may want, you know, a three-year-old brunette girl with blue eyes or green eyes, and the order goes out, the pedophile operators then fan out. Now, I know that's hard for people to believe, but that's government. That's who's in government. That's who runs government. And it didn't matter what Acorn office the researchers, the investigators went into with their cheap hidden camera. They'd walk in and say, we got 12-year-old girls we're bringing in to run hooker operations. They're illegal aliens. It's totally criminal. I don't want to pay any taxes. And they'd say, well, we can handle that for you. We've got a system for you right now. And that's what runs America. That is what America is. Overweight, pot-bellied, diseased people who eat nothing but MSG and drink nothing but corn syrup all day, who take mercury-filled shots, dirty hair sticking out, zits all over their faces. Doesn't matter if they're black, doesn't matter if they're white, doesn't matter if they're Hispanic. Just all they want is money. And overall, though, this whole Acorn report is a distraction and a diversion. I mean, I welcome it because I want to stop the big city pimp machine, the big city poverty pimp machine that is the Chicago / New York machine that is taking over all the major cities in the country. And I want to stop Acorn. I want to stop SecureCorps and CityYear and all these systems where private tax-free foundations get billions of dollars a year of taxpayer money, and then these big government types on the right and the left, but mainly the left, they wrote the book on it, go in and get filthy rich and wealthy off of it. All these so-called, you know, philanthropists, all these humanitarians like the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, they're one of the biggest players in Chicago in housing and homeless and anti-drug programs and sterilization, vaccination. Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation goes out and gets thousands and thousands of big government grants per major city every year, and it makes money. You understand that? The Annenberg Foundation, the Ford Foundation, the Rockefeller Foundation, this is a big, sick joke. They started 100-plus years ago all the phony environmental foundations and bragged it was about owning property tax-free and taking people's property. This is the mafia, period. And they have found that if they come after you, they have found that if they come after you under the guise of the government or in the guise of a uniform, you'll resist it and demand due process and your rights. But if they come as an environmental group or they come as a city group, they come as some type of diversity organization, they come in the name of the community, that they can basically get away with murder. If they want to. And they do. They do in a big way. But I would challenge Fox News and Glenn Beck and all of these different establishment organizations, while you're worried about the 12-year-old Latin American girls that Acorn was ready to help run tax shelters for, to run underage slave brothels, why don't you talk about DynCorp and Halliburton running giant real child kidnapping rings out of Europe and the United States and being caught doing it in congressional hearings and not getting in trouble? I mean, if you really care about kids and you're up on your high horse, if you're really concerned about government corruption, if you're really concerned about tax-free foundation corruption, why don't you talk about the bipartisan heist of $23.7 trillion and counting? The 20 3.7 trillion, and it's probably more than 28 trillion now. That number we're going over is a couple months old. Why don't you worry about that? I mean, you're worried about billions of dollars going to Acorn. But see, Acorn is a convenient, low-level, kind of upstart Illinois/Louisiana, old-school, big-city corruption group trying to go national, trying to go international. And so you've got the bigger pimps basically slapping them down, but also giving conservative mainline America a bone. Oh, look, we've got this big city corrupt machine situation, and look, these women are bragging that, yeah, they used to be hooker madams too, and they had their husbands killed, and yeah, they're gangster too. Because they are. But let me tell you who the real social workers are. Let me tell you who the real Acorn is. Do you know where they recruit most of the CPS workers now? Most of the CPS workers they're recruiting are formerly people on welfare who were on Section 8 housing, who grew up under the social worker's thumb, might have even had their brother or sister taken, rationalized it, believe it's a good thing. And then now they're coming after your middle-class kids. See, when you hear them invoke the term racism, they're invoking true class warfare. That's what Jimmy Carter's doing. And the enforcers, the police and the social workers, they're being drawn from the ranks of the poor blacks, the poor whites, the poor Hispanics, and they're going to be given badges and uniforms and clipboards and stun guns and paddy wagons, and they are going to take over every facet of your life. I mean, I'm reading the Animal ID, Premises ID legislation, and it says that the new definition of a farm is any growing plants or vegetables or animals, or anyone with a warehouse. And it says they're going to force you to sign over premises ID, and it clearly states then that you are now a ward of the state and that the government holds your home in receivership. I mean, they're just taking over. And in the country, they're now hiring local bureaucrats and local environmentalists that come around and boss everybody around. And if people in the countryside give into this, it's over. You will be complete sharecropper slaves. And it's the same thing in the city. And they are turning loose the desperate, poor, money-grubbing people that will do anything for money. That's what big government is. And just the CPS racket, where they seize over a million children a year in the United States with no due process, and then hop them up on drugs to get more taxpayer money, that is a 1,000 times worse or more than everything Acorn is doing. So it's just like how Kenneth Starr went after Bill Clinton for sex with Monica Lewinsky and lying about it instead of missile secrets from Laura Allen Hughes being given to the communist Chinese. Because Bill Clinton was the only person that had sex with Monica Lewinsky and did disgusting things with cigars with her. Bill Clinton engaged in all these other crimes with the Republican and Democratic leadership. And so, see, he couldn't be burned over anything real, the hundreds and hundreds of different things he did. But he could be burned over sex with a woman. And it's the same kind of thing with Acorn. Acorn's a smaller, upstart criminal group. Definitely, totally seedy, involved in every form of corruption known to man, instantly ready, your one-stop shop for criminal activity. That much is clear. I mean, it goes back to Resco and everybody else in Chicago and Obama with free houses and the guy he came up with in Chicago politics, Rod Blagojevich. And so you'll see Chicago corruption under the spotlight, and the government will just use that, and the black ops groups we'll just use that as more pressure on Obama to do what he's told, because he is a compromised pimp. He's a poverty pimp.
from the Berkey guy who brought you the Berkey Light water purification specials and the KDF shower filter, now comes the newest Berkey water purification system, the Go Berkey Kit. This latest stainless steel Berkey includes everything you need to take your Berkey on the go. The Go Berkey Kit is a 1-quart stainless steel Berkey. It's perfect for the outdoors, office, work, camping, and emergency use. This new Go Berkey Kit comes with one black Berkey element with a short stem, a sport Berkey water bottle, plus a convenient vinyl carrying case, all for only $139 with free shipping. The Go Berkey Kit is easy to set up and can purify up to 1.5 gallons of water per hour. Get your new Go Berkey Kit now by calling the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or shop online now at GoBerkeyKit.com. That's GoBerkeyKit.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about Graf Under Safes, the makers of the highest quality safes and vault doors available on the market today. Graf Under Safes are known as the Rolls-Royce of safes. Since 1968, they have operated based on their original principle, quality above all else. Whether it's a custom-fitted vault door safe, you can rest assured that your valuables will be protected. Do not buy into the illusion of security. At Graf Under Safes, security is their sole purpose. Go to GrafUnderSafes.com today to see their entire line of amazing products available, or call 866-457-1801. Graf Under Safes are fire and burglary resistant and have a lifetime warranty. They have established an unequal reputation of quality for supplying their safes and vault doors to residential customers, commercial markets, and the jewelry industry alike. Protect the things you care about most. Go to GrafUnderSafes.com. That's GrafUnder Safes.com. Or click on their banner at InfoWars.com today. Or call 866-457-1801. That's 866-457-1801.
Ladies and gentlemen, what you see with the Acorn, with Fox News, is the exact same thing you see with Anderson Cooper, night after night, month after month, doing reports about Texas and scores of towns and counties where they pull you over, including 85-year-old women. I mean, they don't care. And just grab your purse and wallet and laugh at you. And then a lot of times they go ahead and arrest you and say, if you sign this form, which, by the way, is totally criminal. These local police and boss hogs are so corrupt, they don't know how they're incriminating themselves, to say, sign this form saying you agree not to ever challenge this in court, and we're just going to take the $3,000 and your watch, and we'll let you keep the wedding ring. That happened in one case. And these sheriffs and police chiefs and judges live in $1 million, $2 million homes. They drive brand new trucks. Their kids have all got brand new four wheelers. They've got deer leases in Colorado. And they don't care. They just laugh. It's like, yeah, we do what we want. And that's what government is. Because the American people began to let the government boss them around and tell us that we were their slaves and that they were the authorities and they were official. But there's another wrinkle to this. Just like Anderson Cooper will cover local corruption in Texas or other states and laugh and talk about how it's the South, as if the police aren't corrupt in the North. But he's telling you about the little corruption, the little bite, the little problem, so he can look good. He doesn't tell you how the FBI shakes down businesses all over the country. He doesn't tell you how the CIA ships in the majority of the narcotics and hunts down and kills anybody that doesn't launder their money through select banks. That's come out in congressional hearings. He doesn't tell you he's a CIA officer on record. Anderson Cooper doesn't tell you that. He tells you about Boss Hogg, who in a large percentage, but not the majority, of Texas counties, because they've been getting away with it forever, and I've had state senators on covering it. I mean, it's mafia run. I've been pulled over in counties, even though I'm from Texas, and they ask, what are you doing around here? I'm driving through here. And then they get real smart-ass with you until you notice they've got a swastika on their arm. And then you say, ooh, I like your swastika, just manipulating them. And they say, oh, Heil Hitler, you can go. But it's not just picking on people who are from out of town or black or whatever. They'll take old ladies' money. The state police will take their money. In fact, they like shaking down old women. That's in the news routinely for some reason. Maybe it's old women that complain. Or maybe the media picks up on that when they do complain. But see, Anderson Cooper will tell you about that little low-level corruption. He will not tell you about the high level. Just like Fox News will show you Acorn, no matter where those investigators walked in across the country, East Coast, West Coast, middle of the country. Hey, I got 12-year-old slave hookers I'm bringing in. I want to run a brothel. Can you launder the cash? Absolutely. We'll take care of that for you. I used to run whores. Had my husband killed. I'm mafia as well. All right, good. We're a criminal operation. You know, the criminals brag. They come in and they run a criminal flag up the flagpole. And these inner cities have run under such criminal operations for so long with the protection of the police that they say, yeah, I'm ready to commit hardcore child trafficking crimes with you right now. That's just like New York police walk up to Luke Radowski and others. It's in the film Truth Rising. And they walk right up and they say, you're not allowed to protest. And they go, but we're allowed to protest. The city said right here on the street corner. Listen, I don't care what the city says. I'm going to say you got a bomb. I know you don't have a bomb, kid, but I'm going to plant it on you, and I'm going to put you in prison for terrorism. And up, uniformed cops show up. They run over, grab his camera, and they say, yep, this is a gun. That's a bomb. And the cops on video camera, not even caring it's on tape, are so criminal they do it on tape. Committing hardcore felonies, they say, I'm going to say you're a criminal unless you leave. Just like Acorn. You want to run some 12-year-old sex slaves stolen from their mommies? Let's roll! Because this country's run by hardcore criminals. Period. And I want to tell you something. They're hunting your children. And they want to shoot your kid up with eugenics because the hardcore elite believe you're scum and believe that you're less than cheap. They believe that life is less than cheap. They believe it's a negative. But the Rasputnik, as Tarpley calls it, from some, you know, they've got that comic strip where it's in a fictitious Soviet land and where the money actually has negative value. You pay the trash man to take it away. That's what your life is seen as, trash. And so the globalists have contracted with all these criminal syndicates to just have their way with you. And let me tell you, Glenn Beck and Fox News and Sean Hannity aren't going to save you. Sean Hannity started talking about dying cord child kidnapping rings. Then I'd say, great, good job, Hannity. Savage came out and said, the government will stage terror attacks to take our rights. And I said, good job, Savage. I mean, look, I want to support these guys, but it's total baloney. Your call's coming up.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, but since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Food security from eFoods Direct. The most valuable protection your family can have. It's a scary world we live in. Schools closed, businesses shut down, and reports of death all from the swine flu. We've had more bank failures this year than the previous 10 years combined. And money will soon be more valuable as toilet paper due to the nation's $12 trillion debt, which is why gold is now over $1,000 an ounce. According to the Atlanta Fed chief, unemployment is actually 16%. And the solution for every one of these threats to your family is food security from eFoods Direct. Call 1-800-409-5633 or visit eFoodsDirect.com. Food security for your family from the new Nutraversal Foods from eFoods Direct. Just add water, and in minutes your family will enjoy gourmet restaurant taste, health food quality ingredients, and a guaranteed 10-year shelf life. Food security from eFoods Direct. The most valuable protection your family can have, even more valuable than gold. Visit eFoodsDirect.com or call 1-800-409-5633.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
Trained to accept corruption. And once you capitulate to it, it races to the bottom. Government is too big. Anytime you get a big government, it is going to be taken over by criminals. They are going to use the government to suck you dry. They've got PR firms and lots of excuses and, oh, they're doing it because Al-Qaeda will get you. Remember, Fox News sold you on Homeland Security and Northcom. The whole time it was being set up for the American people. Now they admit it's for gun owners and conservatives. And Glenn Beck's getting up supporting the Patriot Act, supporting the banker bailout, bad-mouthing Ron Paul. He does that one day, and the next day tells you he loves Ron Paul, and you buy it hook, line, and sinker. Oh, he's telling you all about Acorn and how if we can just get rid of Acorn, America will be saved. Acorn is very small compared to the other big organizations. But by going in and showing this group engaged in all their criminal activities, engaged in all their fake voter registration and signing up all the illegal aliens and dead people to vote, just classic big city corruption, by exposing that, then you think Fox is looking out for you, just like you think Anderson Cooper's looking out for you, exposing Boss Hogs stealing your wallets in Texas. And it's that simple. All right, look, I have the poverty pimping going on, the last desperate act of a scoundrel, saying that it's racism to criticize Obama in any way, saying the Tea Parties just don't like black people. That's really creating racial division. That is race pimping. That is racism. You, Jimmy Carter, are a dirtbag racist. You are a poverty pimp who invokes the religion of division. If I watch Hardball one more time and Chris Matthews badmouths people in the South and calls us racist, let me tell you something. I grew up in the gateway to the South, the gateway to the West, gateway to the South. That's what Texas is, kind of the crossover. And I never heard people called the N-word. I never called people called krauts and mix and kikes and all those other derogatory terms until I traveled and went to Chicago and New York. And then that's all I hear out of Yankees. And I like Yankees. I don't dislike people from the North. I don't have some North-South thing going on. But shut the hell up, Matthews. You're a big city race pimp. The truth is, people in the North grew up with all the different neighborhoods and races. And the truth is, you, sir, when it comes down to flat-out racism, have got a lot dirtier house to clean up. Get the beam out of your own eye. I am so sick of you invoking race and using it like big city mafia bosses do to control the cities. That's all this crap is Chicago, New York politics. And I'm sick of it. Stop bad-mouthing where I come from every day. You're a bigot. Chris Matthews is a real piece of crap. That's all I got to say. Just like... All right, I'm starting to rant. I have just never heard such invocation of racism. Don't you understand when they make it a racial issue, that creates real division? And I'm sick of it. I'm sick of it. I don't have any guilt. I don't dislike anybody. Do you understand that? And I'm sick of growing up being taught how I'm supposed to have guilt. I haven't done anything to anybody. And I'm sick of it. I don't owe anybody anything. I'm tired of it. I'm tired of it, of having race injected into everything. I just want to live in peace. I'm sick of it. You sit up there on your fancy teleprompters and your fancy camera shots, up there in your fancy suits, lying to people. People believe what you're saying. Doctor says flu vaccine will cause 60,000 deaths in France. I want to get into that. Business Week reports how China's yuan can become a global currency. Flu experts gear up for pandemic vaccine worry. Democratic senator warns of big, big tax on middle class in Baucusville. That's some of what's coming up. Cameras keep track of all cars entering Medina. This is out of Seattle Times. I love how they always report on local cities that are using license plate reading systems. Every city has this. And if the feds haven't gotten around to flipping on the software at your local fusion center yet, that's the only reason you don't know about it. So we'll get into that. Total Big Brother. Sheriff's Department responds to sonic device outrage. They're now rolling out at town hall meetings everywhere. Sonic cannons. Homeland Security. Remember 2 years ago, the head of the Air Force said it's illegal to use these sonic weapons that damage people's hearing against foreign enemies. But if we use it against the American people, it'll set the precedent to use it worldwide. So we'll go over all of that. And I got a bunch of other news right now. Carter, racism plays major role in opposition to Obama. We'll go over that. But right now, as promised, let's go to your phone calls. Stuart, New York, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. You had asked earlier as far as what we thought was the most important subject, and it's kind of a toss-up between, of course, the revelations of 9/11 and the investigation of the Fed, but I have a feeling that if the Fed was thoroughly investigated, thoroughly audited from top to bottom with a microscope, you would find out largely who was behind the money anyway as far as like 9/11, because as you recall, a lot of insurance companies and stockbrokers who still remain secret made a lot of money right before and after 9/11 by shorting certain airline stocks.
Yeah, Alex Brown, run by Buzzy Krongard, executive director of the CIA. The German news reported the day before the attacks, record puts on American and United, and then they reported after it, but never in our news. They just sit there making money off what they did right in front of everybody laughing. And why not? They kidnap our kids and get away with it. They ship heroin and cocaine in and get away with it. And the media worships the CIA. I've just had enough of it.
Well,
it's a mafia group of parasites having their way with us.
Yeah. Well, somewhere that's got to show up in the coffers of the Federal Reserve. And also, if you could, you know, Charlie was talking about how there were six people on the board investigating 9/11 and come out and said it was a fraud. What about the four that at least haven't said anything? Where's their money coming from? Who are they and what are they attached to?
Well, two of them are the chairman appointed by Bush. So 50% of those that support the official story are the 40% that approve of it. 50% of them were appointed by Bush, and then they appointed the other minions. But I appreciate your call. Great point, Stuart. Let's talk to Joshua in Florida. Joshua, you're on the air.
Alex Jones, how you doing, my friend?
Hey, buddy.
I got actually a lot to report from the Florida area. I just want to say quickly, we went to the second annual first responders benefit here in Orlando, and our We Are Change Florida group went with Central Florida Veterans for Peace. And what we discovered, we actually saw an Orange County Homeland Security trailer. So they already had completely federalized here. I was actually able to conduct an interview with one of the deputies, and he said on record that they are now taking their marching orders directly from Homeland Security.
Oh, yeah. No more local police. Everything's been federalized. It's totally criminal. And they're using the flu as the cover to bring in that implementation. But, look, they're not talking about putting 379,000 regular troops on the streets because they want to play tiddlywinks. They know when they take everything the public's got and take your savings that you're going to get angry. And when you come out on the streets, they're going to hit you with sound cannons. And if that doesn't work, they're going to mow every one of you down. And just God help this country.
Yeah, absolutely. We actually gave all the law enforcement there Oath Keepers literature. And I want to encourage all the other resistance groups around the nation, let's start engaging the police. Let's start engaging law enforcement. Let's let them know about Oath Keepers. Let's educate them and let's humanize ourselves, because that's really going to be instrumental.
Absolutely. They teach the police and the federal training that there are terrorists and terrorist sympathizers everywhere. And that literally there are just terrorists hiding behind every bush. Meanwhile, they don't tell them that supposed terrorists, the patsies they set up, were all trained at U.S. military bases, that the head of the U.S. Embassy, Springman, so they were ordered to let Muhammad Atta and others in, that they were really CIA officers. The average cop doesn't know that. That's why you've got to give them Terror Storm. You've got to give them Endgame. Our very lives depend on getting the word out. God bless you, sir. John in Oklahoma, you're on the air.
Hey, hello, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
Thank you so much, and Charlie. I'm looking to the west. I'm standing in the middle of Oklahoma right now. Here's a 21 quit. Here's a question number 21. First, I would like to speak to the families and all those who lost their lives. 9/11 is probably the most important topic that should be discussed right now in the news for your query as to what the most important question is. And my grandmother used to help. You know, they lived in, well, you don't know, but they lived in the north, and my family used to help, you know, everybody. And we always feed everybody, and there's no racism in my family.
No, I know that. I'm not saying people up north are all racist. I'm saying I'm sick of how it's acceptable on CNN and on MSNBC to say we're all a bunch of toothless, racist Klan members. And there's congressmen saying that the congressman that said you lie wants the Klan to ride in the streets of America. The Klan are a bunch of feds.
Question number 21 would be, where are the bodies? And my heart goes out to all the families and those who lost lives. Where are the people that were lost? That should be the question. I don't hear any discussion anywhere.
Why were the bodies in the towers all blown into pieces smaller than an inch? I hear you, John. Good to hear from you. Steve in Chicago. Steve, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, I was disturbed by an article I read, little excerpts of it. It was in the Chicago Daily Herald, and it says Skokie Holocaust Museum holds conference for law enforcement. And it goes on to say that this was a museum modeled on the federal Holocaust Museum in Washington, D.C. Now, some of the people in attendance were members of the U.S. Customs Service, Chicago Police Department, Chicago Fire Department, Suburban Fire Departments, etc. But what really upset me, it says that Lonnie Nassiter, legal regional director of the American Defamation League, says nearly 50,000 law enforcement professionals have participated nationally already, including new FBI agents and analysts.
Yes, it is the ADL. It is the ADL that wrote the Southern Poverty Law Center documents that they put out. The Southern Poverty Law Center writes a lot of the documents that then get reshuffled around by ADL. They both work together. It was the ADL and the Southern Poverty Law Center that wrote the MIAC reports, the DHS reports. It is literal carbon copy of what they put out. So what they do is they get police in a Holocaust museum, bring up Nazi Germany, and then psychologically superimpose the Nazis onto the American people, conservatives, gun owners, and push for the passage of the hate crimes bill, push for the passage of restrictions of free speech. I appreciate your call. And all over the news, I was on the treadmill this morning watching CNN, they were saying, oh, yes, we have hate speech going on, and it leads to hate crime. We've got a ban criticizing the president. It's all racism. And so that's how the Soviet Union operated. And so it doesn't matter if our grandparents fought Hitler. We are Hitler when we don't want to turn our guns in. We have now become Hitler. And that's what the police have been taught. The American people are Hitler, and the police are Simon Wiesenthal hunting us down. Let's go ahead and talk to Scott in Pennsylvania. Scott, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. I took my daughter to the doctor today, and it was pretty bad. I had a big fight with the doctor about getting shots.
He tried to, what, get you to take the Gardasil and the flu shot?
Well, my daughter's four, so he tried to get all of the shots that she has it for, and I don't know what they are. But
a big fight, huh? I thought it was your discretion. Did he threaten you and say that it was your fault she was going to get sick, and that it was that if she got sick, it could be neglect? Because all of that's criminal, what he did, if he did that.
Well, what he did was he asked me about my other daughter and if they're in daycare and how old they are, what they eat, you know, if they watch too much TV. And
well, you know they've been told to ask those questions. Do you own guns? Do they have TV? Do you have enough money? And he reports all that criminally to the child rape rings of the CPS, and he gets money for that.
So when I drop off my kid to daycare, should I be worried about hearing from CPS instead of actually picking
him
up?
Did he try to question your children alone?
No. No.
Well, I mean, it's come out in federal guidelines. They threaten the doctors. It's all indentured servitude. To spy, to ask questions. When you have a baby, they'll ask the male, oh, will you go give this file to the desk outside? Then they say, honey, you have enough money. Hey, how's he treating you? And the woman thinks she's talking to a, you know, one of her girlfriends. Oh, you know, he's kind of a, he's all right. You know, knowing she's about to have a baby, she's stressed out. And then they're just sitting there wanting cash money bonus on the table to seize that child. Hardcore criminals. Little control freak scumbags. But no, I mean, just explain to me more what the little slime ball was doing.
Well, I had handouts in my car that I was going to bring in because I didn't expect a fight, but my daughter kind of wanted to go in and you know, visit the doctor. So I decided to leave them in the car.
Visit the eugenicist that doesn't even do a Hippocratic Oath anymore. Okay.
Yeah, so I...
She wanted to visit the Nazi doctor. That's who that... Go ahead.
I had these handouts from when I went to the swine flu conference a couple... weeks ago.
And let me guess, the high priest was shocked that you even knew how to talk. I mean, did he get upset that you weren't bowing down to his white coat?
Well, he wouldn't show me the insert with what was in the shot.
Well, they admit it has thimerosal. That's Associated Press. Oh, well, let me guess, he lied to you?
Yeah, yeah. He said, you know, I asked him about the mercury in the shot, and he said, well, there is mercury in the shot, but that's not harmful. And
oh.
I said, well, matted as a hatter, as in, that's a quote from the 1800s. And, you know, he just avoided the question. So.
Oh, my God, you knew how to say 1800. That was probably pretty much of a big shakeup, knowing how to talk now. Everybody just watches TV and does what they're told. Yeah, well, look, So how did this end with the flu shot? I mean, why don't you just give him major medical studies that if your kid takes three flu shots, they double their chances of neurological disorders? I mean,
I made a handout and I handed it to his receptionist and I left a whole bunch in his office of stories from your site about the swine flu jab.
And then he got upset and started asking about the school. He may try to send some kidnappers.
I don't know.
Because they do it openly. They just kidnap whoever they want and give them different. I mean, it's just total crap. We have to hate them. We have to be disgusted by them. We have to find our anger again and recognize that government is scum-filled and criminals are breeding everywhere, using government authority as the nexus point to have their control freak religious services with us. See, it's all about the religion of the control freak scum. So how did this end?
Well, she didn't get the shots, and we left. So everything's fine now.
Was he breathing heavy, though, that a slave didn't dare serve him?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he was upset.
Well, you can do a search in your town for an anti-vaccine doctor or one who won't try to force him on you. But look, I've been ranting over you. I want to hear more about what this doctor did when you didn't want to inject mercury directly in the bloodstream of your child. Mercury, it's the new vitamin.
When it comes to emergency preparedness, you know it's the responsible thing to do for you and your family. You also know that preparedness, though a necessity, can cost hundreds, even thousands of dollars. Unfortunately, in these tough economic times, most cannot get ready for emergency situations. For many, preparedness has been placed on the back burner. This year has been tough for everyone, but that doesn't mean you shouldn't have any less of a chance in a crisis. That's why Ready Reserve is offering wholesale pricing to the public. When you're ready, give us a call, and we'll work with your budget and family size to help you grow your preparedness needs. The worst thing you can do is nothing. Ready Reserve Foods is here to help you make that first affordable step. Call Ready Reserve now and ask for a free catalog. Call 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202. Or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Ready Reserve Foods. 1-800-453-2202. Making preparedness simple since 1972.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
You can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
That's how corruption works. That's why 99% of the time, Government's full of complete corruption. Everybody lives in squalor, homeless on the street, except for 0.1% that live in big palaces and that are worshipped. And then a few decades later, their kid becomes dictator. And then a few decades later, their kid becomes dictator. And then they suddenly start wearing gold crowns and being worshipped. And they get a bunch of people in big fancy uniforms and outfits to start bowing before them. And pretty soon they're called royalty. And that's how this works. Period. And it is a fact that people are taking a flu shot from last year that has no connection to the new flu and gives them no protection. They're not going to have the new flu shot for the next 2 weeks. And then that is already in trials causing serious medical problems. But they don't care. My neighbors are all running out to shoot their kids up year after year with mercury, brain damaging them. And it's funny to them because these cowardly jackasses, I shouldn't be mean, these poor people think that if they just rationalize and say, oh, it's not bad for them, that it makes it okay. I've got major German newspapers with the fact that hardcore cancer viruses are in the current flu shot. So you've got the floor, sir, instead of me ranting at you. Tell me briefly exactly how this transpired, this argument with the doctor.
Well, I sent my story to writers at Infowars.com, but I was waiting in the waiting room, and the doctor first came in and noticed that the immunizations were missing. And I told him that they weren't necessary, and then he started to rattle off about how they're the best things that were ever given to kids. And I asked him why they are putting mercury, squalene, and cancer viruses in the shots. And, you know, he never said that they didn't have shots or that they didn't have mercury or squalene or viruses, but he suggested that we find another doctor. And I told him that we have talked to other doctors in his practice about not taking shots, and they were fine with us denying the shots. And then he tried to push the shots again, saying that it was good for the kids. And then I asked to see.
But I mean, if it's the best thing, it's better than fluoride for kids, doubling the bone cancer rate, government studies, brain cancer rates expanding, other cancers expanding, thyroid problems. I mean, 40% of American women now have thyroid problems directly linked to fluoride. I mean, they're killing us. I'm sick of it.
Yeah,
and you run into these doctors that are these little power-tripping control freaks. I say you find another doctor. But
yes,
listen, I'm glad that you left the documents. I'm glad you left the material there.
Yep, and it's all from you, so thanks, Alex.
Well, did you tell him, fine, I will find another doctor, you bastard?
No, but I will. I mean, I didn't want to shout in the office. My adrenaline was off the roof.
Well, a lot of these guys are on power trips, and they get off on how dumbed down the public is, but they're even more threatened by a slave who can see. It's like they live. I got one that can see. I appreciate your call. We're going to come back and take more calls. Robert Galen Ross, covering a host of issues about the power structure of the New World Order, his take on what's happening with the financial system, and his view on how we should fix it. We'll debate the gold standard versus another fiat system. Bernanke is saying the recession is over, but it's going to be a jobless recovery. It's a new system where the banks make more money and get richer, but you're homeless. That's a good economy. And so that's coming up as well. We'll get into all the flu news and continue with your phone calls. Got a bunch of audio clips that are important as well. Stay with us.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.